when we go at 12 o'clock, we get to round table where we're going to be discussing all things Bradford. What's been going on during the week in Bradford? And Kevin Archer's in the studio with me here to tell me about today's show. Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Peg. I've just tripped over him, you know.
Have you?
Yeah, your small business advisor you said that was coming. I didn't see him.
Didn't see him. Yes. Well, we'll find out, Kevin.
Here I am. I'm a small round table presenter.
Small round table. Yeah. I've dragged you into the studio
when you've just come into the office.
Tell us what you're going to be talking about today.
Well, thanks for letting me come in. We're going to be headlining with this this show that's going out on Channel 4 next week, Make Bradford British. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
It's like a cross-section between sort of Big Brother, wife swapping. It's basically the idea is to get a bunch of Bradford people together, and that they sort of made them do a citizenship test and then put them in a house together and then paired them up, just exploring the whole idea.
Do we think it's going to be good and interesting and thought-provoking, or do we think it's just TV, sort of TV making people argue with each other?
Well, I think it's going to be good. I was talking to Channel 4 this morning, and we've got Richard McCarrow, who's the guy who's made it, next Wednesday afternoon on Drive. Talking about it here on BCB.
Fabulous.
Before it airs. You see, that's the thing,
Kevin. People, if they want to know actually what's going on in Bradford, right, they need to Drive. They really need to listen to Drive, because Drive is actually the show where every day we talk about what is going on. If you want to be in with the game, you've got to listen. Anyway,
well, I actually tweeted somebody last week because they flagged up something that was on Look North on the Wednesday evening, and I said, hey, we had it first on Drive.
Well, there you go.
We had a special report, so there we are. Okay. So we're going to be looking at this idea is Bradford British? Should it be? But behind that, what is British? And they make them do this citizenship test. And normally you get 45 minutes for this. And I did it on my phone, and you had just a few seconds. Anyway, I scored 48%. On that, and I'm rejected now officially as a UK citizen.
Were you born here?
I've absolutely born here, done everything here, and now I'm not counted as a UK citizen.
I've hardly moved out of Yorkshire, so let's see how
I looked on the Channel 4 site. I haven't got the exact figure, but it's something like 900 and so people have passed the test, and 23,900 people have failed it. The person from Channel 4 I spoke to this morning said she's failed it as well. So we're going to have some of the questions that will come up.
Fabulous.
Let me just give you one. Blind person's TV licence discount. I don't know the answer to this, by the way. How much percentage do they get? 30%, 50%, 70% or 90%? If you're blind and you've got a TV licence. See, somebody out there will be shouting at the radio. I don't know.
I've no idea.
I think it would be a total guess. What would you say then?
30, but
yeah, I don't know. I said 50. I'm not even sure whether that's right. But the point is, you can look up, you can get the highway code, whatever it is, for the government gives you. You can pass this test because you've revised it, having been in the country presumably a matter of months. Yeah. And yet, here we are. Born and we don't count as UK citizens according to the test. But we're going to be covering a whole range of issues, including Bradford International Film Festival coming up. They've given a Lifetime Achievement Award to, guess who?
It's old Terry. It's old May Winston, isn't it?
Barbara Windsor.
Oh, Barbara Windsor.
I thought you were doing a very deep-throated Barbara Windsor impression.
It's Ray Winston he's coming up to Bradford, isn't he?
Oh, well, that's brilliant.
Now I've got to do that instead. Barbara Windsor, old Babs. I love her, actually.
There you go. They do the rest of the programme as Barbara Windsor. There we are. Can I just... I know I've come and talked about round tables, so I hope that 12 people are going to tune in, and we'll save a space for them so they can be part of the discussion and perhaps...
Brilliant. So people can join them through Twitter and Facebook,
or shouting,
they?
Or just shouting at the radio.
Yeah,
we might
absolutely.
Even hear them.
Yeah.
But we've got a half-an-hour special on Steve Hewison.
Wow.
And it's not just about the Full Monty, and it's a very fascinating and revealing and insightful interview. So mark your card for that.
Yeah, because I know he does a lot of interesting stuff, doesn't he?
And a lot of charity work.
Yeah. Of course,
he did mental health.
That's right. Mm. He's more well known now, probably, for Coronation Street, but he's done a lot
Eddie
of.
Windus, that's
yeah,
right.
That's right. Done a lot of. I understand. Named after Dean Windus as well.
Well, there aren't many. I don't know how many Winduses
are around.
Actually,
that character named after Dean Windus. I understand.
If you're called Windus, get in touch with Peg and let her know. If you like Barbara Windsor, or you call Windus, or anything else, here's Peg, Barbara Windsor, Alexander, with the rest of the show.
Oh my goodness, how am I going to do that then? No, I can't possibly do that. Right, anyway, well, I think...
Come on, Peggy.
I can do Ray Winston now. Are you coming up to our manor, Ray?
Who's the daddy?
Yeah, I can do that. I liked it when you played Henry VIII. Oh, I'm Henry VIII. I am. Anyway, I'm going to move on because this is just...
Slight digression.
This is just appalling, actually. In fact, I'm amazed nobody's been on Facebook and Twitter saying, for goodness sake, you two, shut up.